PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Perfect world, freaky place.
A time for old friends to meet new friends and...
Mother Bee?
Nope. Just another old friend.
What did you do it, Motherboard Hacker?
She'll be back shortly, my little cyber turkey. It's Solaria you need to worry about. I'm about to reformat it into nothing more than bits and bytes of cyber code.
You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can.
Behold the latest and greatest invention from the Hacker. The Reconfiguratron.
Terrible. Gosh.
Isn't it? From beautiful to binary in a matter of seconds. Imagine what it will do to the rest of Solaria.
You know we're not going to let that happen, Hacker.
Oh, of course not. In fact, I'm going to give you every opportunity to stop me.
You are?
I am indeed. This is the Hacker's challenge. It will test the brain power of all you Earth brats and cyber brats, too.
Once you arrive at Solaria, you'll have exactly 3 hours to disarm the Reconfiguratron.
By the way, all of cyberspace will be watching. I have cameras aimed across the site. Once and for all, my superiority will be confirmed, and your abject humiliation will be plain for all to see. So what do you say? Will you take the challenge?
Yes!
Okay, now that we've split you up into three teams, let's see how smart you really are. Here are the rules.
Each team goes to a different place. These thingies will tell you how to get there. When you get where you're going, each team will find a different puzzle to solve.
If you solve it, you get directions to where the Reconfiguratron is. And all three teams gotta solve their puzzle. If not, Solaria turns to trash.
Oh, we almost forgot. Teams can't talk to other teams. So hand in your squawks.
No!
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Good luck. You're gonna need it.
Let's see where we have to go.
Yellow team, travel 2.1 cyber miles into the jungle. Find the 6 holes of Arachnopod Crossing. Your puzzle awaits you there. Purple team, travel 2.8 cyber miles to the caves of Solaria. Find the Grotto of Sunken Skulls. Your puzzle awaits you there. Green team, travel 3.5 cyber miles to the Lost Lagoon. Your puzzle awaits you there.
According to the Solaria Fun Guide, those are the most dangerous locations on Solaria, and normally closed to tourists.
Guys, think positive. We can beat Hacker at his own game. We have to.
It's all about teamwork. All for one and one for all.
Yeah!
And so, the Hacker's challenge has begun. Welcome to THN, the Hacker Network.
In 2 hours and 31 minutes, Solaria will be reduced to digital garbage. Unless, of course, the three teams of simpering Earth brats and their pathetic pals unravel the prodigious puzzles produced by yours truly and shut down the reconfiguratron. But, as the wise man once said, fat chance of that happening. Let's check in and see how they're doing.
You have arrived at your destination, the Caves of Solaria. Proceed to the Grotto of Sunken Skulls. You are 1 cyber mile from your destination. Travel by water to Lost Lagoon.
Down there! A rift! Push off, Tidge! Are we there yet?
Yellow team, you have arrived at Arachnopod Crossing.
And those must be the arachnopods.
Ooh, those are some humongous spiders. How are we supposed to get past them?
And where's our puzzle?
What's that?
Our puzzle.
And more spiders.
Yeah, but these guys are cute.
Thanks. Here's your puzzle. We're numbered 1 through 6. To cross the crossing, put us in the triangle. So each side adds up to 9. Good luck.
Look, there are 6 holes in the triangle, 1 for each spider. Looks like we'll have to guess who goes where to make each side add up to 9.
We're gonna guess? That doesn't sound like a good way to solve a problem.
I mean experiment. Try some numbers. See what we find out.
Let's move some spiders around.
Come on, let's start experimenting.
Okay, let's try 1, 2, and 3.
So, each side has to add up to 9. 1 plus 2 equals 3 plus 3 equals 6.
No good. Out you come, guys.
So, what did we learn?
That 1 plus 2 plus 3 gives us a number less than 9. So putting the smaller numbers in a row won't work.
What if we put the biggest numbers in the corners?
Try it. Look! 4 plus 5 is 9. Oh, wait. That's bad. There's a number missing.
The other sides don't work either. They're too big, see? 4 plus 6 equals 10, and 5 plus 6 equals 11. We need 9.
Sorry, guys. Out again.
We're running out of time. Are we really learning anything from our guesses?
Lots. Now we know we have to mix big and small numbers on each side.
Okay, so what if we try getting one side right and go from there?
Primo idea, Fluff. Let's try starting with 2 and 3 on one side.
2 plus 3 equals 5, which means the middle one has to be 4.
Yes! 2 plus 3 plus 4 is 9.
We've got one side working.
Yeah, now for the other two sides.
How about if we try number 1 here?
3 plus 1 is 4. We need a 5 to make 9.
Number 5 coming in.
Now 2 sides add up to 9.
The only guy left is number 6. He's gotta go here.
Uh-oh. Look what we have on the bottom. 2 plus 6 is 8, plus 5 is 13. That's way too much.
What if we switch the 1 and the 5?
Moving day, guys.
2 plus 6 is 8, plus 1 is 9. plus 5 plus 1 equals 9. 2 plus 4 plus 3 equals 9. We did it!
Gee, experimenting with different numbers really works.
Congratulations, you solved the puzzle. Follow the path to the Reconfiguratron.
Lucky little rats. But there are still two puzzles to be solved. Or I shred Solaria into digital bits. The next puzzle won't be so easy.
I used to be afraid of dark caves, you know. Not anymore.
I think something just woke up. And they don't look happy.
We've got to get them to move, or we'll never reach the Grotto of Sunken Skulls.
Lights, please. Grotto of Sunken Skulls is guarded by troglobites.
Does it tell you how to get them to move?
Unfortunately, no.
Maybe if we just ask them nicely?
Come on, Inez. They're troglobites.
It's worth a try. Excuse me, but could you please move so we can get by?
The Grotto of Sunken Skulls!
What do you know? Politeness worked. Uh-oh! I think we just got trapped.
Purple team. You have arrived at the Grotto of Sunken Skulls. Find the sedimentary sentry.
The sedimentary sentry?
Sorry, I have a slight bit of indigestion.
Who said that?
I did. Hello, how are you? I'm the sedimentary sentry.
You're alive?
If you call this living, hey, you have a wonderful audience. How are you, darling?
A talking rock. Do you know the Jam Master of Jamiah?
Yeah, he's my cousin. You know him?
No offense, Mr. Sentry, but we need to get out of here so we can save Solaria. Where's the exit?
No exit, darling. Only entry. Unless you can solve the puzzle.
That's what we're here for! Tell us!
I am thinking of a number. What is it?
That's our puzzle? Guess a number?
It could be anything! No fair!
Okay, fine. The number is less than 10.
The number is less than 10?
And it's a multiple of 3.
A multiple of 3?
Subtract 4 from it, and it's divisible by 5.
Subtract 4, divide by 5.
What's the number? You get 2 guesses, it's fine.
We need to work through this together. Experiment to find the correct answer.
I like your style, little lady.
Okay. We know the number is less than 10, and it's a multiple of 3.
Which numbers are multiples of 3? Those are the only ones we need to try.
Well, 3 times 1 is 3.
3 times 2 is 6.
3 times 3 is 9.
3 times 4 is 12. Oops, too big.
So the number is either 3, 6, or 9.
Is it 6?
Oh, baby, you rock! Rock, am I the only one who's getting these?
Oh,
hey, everybody's a critic. However, 6 is the wrong answer. 1 guess down, 1 to go.
Oh, no. The next guess is our last guess. We have to get it right.
Okay, guys, what do we know? The number is less than 10, and it's a multiple of 3. What was the third clue, Jules?
Subtract 4 from the number, and it's divisible by 5.
Well, it can't be 3, because subtracting 4 gives us negative 1.
And it can't be 6, we just guessed that. So the right answer has to be 9.
Let's test it. Okay, 9 minus 4 is 5. And 5 divided by 5 is 1. 9 meets all 3 requirements, and it's the only number that does.
The number is 9!
Bingo! Good work! Sorry about that.
Congratulations. You solved the puzzle. Follow the path to the Reconfiguratron.
Right this way, ladies and James. The Reconfiguratron is just a stone's throw away.
Stone's throw? Who writes this stuff?
Boss, delete!
I told you to make the puzzles hard.
But boss,
you made up the puzzles.
I did.
Yeah, even we couldn't figure them out.
You two dunce buckets couldn't figure your way out of a wet paper bag.
As you've seen, two of the three teams have solved their puzzles in the Hacker's Challenge. However, let me remind you, all three teams must solve their puzzle or game over.
The question is, will the green team solve their puzzle before time runs out?
Or will the Hacker triumph and reformat Solaria into a giant ball of nothing?
Go, go, go!
Only time will tell.
Uh-oh, this is gonna get bumpy.
I'm not afraid.
I am.
Cyboids were not designed for underwater travel.
Green team, you have arrived at the Lost Lagoon. Catch a pair of lumafish. They must add up to 9 and multiply to 20 to make them brightly shine.
Lumafish? What's a lumafish?
Oh, you're looking for us?
We are if you're a lumafish.
Yep, we've come to the Red Lagoon.
To solve the puzzle, we need to catch 2 of them whose numbers add up to 9.
And also multiply to 20.
And when the right 2 are put together, they'll light up. But which 2?
I don't know. Let's just catch a couple and try some combinations.
Wait! The numbers have to add up to 9. So those are the only fish we need to catch.
Which 2 numbers are we talking about?
8 and 1 adds up to 9. Let's try those. But they aren't glowing. What did we do wrong? 8 plus 1 definitely adds up to 9.
But the numbers also have to multiply to 20, remember? 8 times 1 is only 8.
Sorry, fishies.
Let's try some other combinations.
Time out. Instead of trying to catch them all, it might be easier to draw up a little table and work with that first.
Hey, we can draw on this rock. We already know 8 plus 1 doesn't work. What other combos add up to 9?
7! 7 plus 2 equals 9.
But 7 times 2 is only 14. No good. Try 6 next, TW.
6 plus 3 equals 9. And 6 times 3 equals 18. Too small.
Yeesh! We're never gonna get this.
Yes, we will. Each experiment cuts down on the numbers that are left. We're guaranteed to find the right ones if we stay in order. Try 5 next.
Okay, well, 5 plus 4 equals 9. And 5 times 4 equals 20.
Yes!
We got it!
Okay, 4 and 5, come to Digi.
Go, Ditch! Instead of just taking wild guesses, narrowing down our choices did the trick.
Congratulations. You solved the puzzle. Follow the path to the Reconfiguratron.
What?
The three teams have somehow managed to solve their puzzles. But the Hacker has one more surprise for them.
Hello, Earth Brats. You have reached the Reconfiguratron.
But there's something I neglected to tell you. You have to solve just one more teensy puzzle before you can shut down the Reconfiguratron and save Solaria.
What? Another challenge?
And you have just 4 minutes to solve the puzzle before Solaria becomes a data
gusts.
Okay, contestants, listen up. Here's the final puzzle.
Nomi is wearing one hat and two boots.
If you had 66 boots and hats combined, how many gnomes would you have?
Oh, and you only get one guess!
Enter the right answer before the time reaches zero, or you lose.
This is impossible.
No, it isn't, Didge. It's just like with the Lumafish. We can use a table to organize our guesses.
Great strategy. Let's start with one gnome. I'll draw a table. One gnome wears two boots and one hat, for a total of three boots and hats.
Way too few. Let's try 10 gnomes.
Each gnome has 2 feet and one head. So 10 times 2 is 20 boots, and 10 times 1 is 10 hats.
10 gnomes, 20 boots, 10 hats, for a total of 30.
Still way short of 66.
Since 10 gnomes is still too few, let's triple the number of gnomes and see what we get.
30 gnomes means 60 boots plus 30 hats, 90 total? Whoa, too many this time.
We need to end up somewhere in between.
Since 10 gnomes aren't enough, and 30 gnomes are way too many, let's try a number right in the middle, 20.
Okay, 20 gnomes wear 40 boots and 20 hats. 20 plus 40 is 60 boots and hats.
60? That's close to 66.
Each time we add a gnome to our guess, it takes our total up by 3, because it adds 2 boots and 1 hat to the total.
So adding one more gnome would add 2 boots and 1 hat, giving us 63.
And adding 2 gnomes would add 4 boots and 2 hats.
Bringing our total to 44 boots and 22 hats. 44 plus 22 equals...
66 boots and hats!
That's it! The answer is 66.
Didge, wait, look! We need the number of gnomes, so the answer is...
22? Yeesh. Thanks, Nezzy.
You're welcome. And don't call me... Oh, just hurry, Didge.
We did it!
Not so fast, Cyberbrats. You may have followed the rules, but that doesn't mean I will.
Buzz. Delete.
Restart the Reconfiguratron.
What? What? Right away, boys! Oops!
It's back on, boss!
Definitely isn't going to be happy about that.